I feel like we're making a bigger issue out of this than what needs to be, unless I'm missing something.
I just needed guidance.
You just wanted guidance from what to do. Okay. Does it need to be a part of the policy, or can it just be?
I don't, did Green County say it was in their policy specifically, or?
I don't believe so. They just have to have it, you know, your question was, how did you want to set it up with a new company? They asked you how you want to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
So she needed direction.
Did they give a recommendation? Or did they, hey, this is what other counties do, or this is what other entities do?
No, they knew when they went out to bid, they
right.
knew because we made that clear to them.
So they bid it on, well, then if it was bid on the parameters that were already in existence, I would assume we would keep those same parameters.
That's completely up.
Because otherwise, that bid would not necessarily have been. If we bid it based on that, I think it needs to stay on that.
Well, they bid it on. You have a cost per each time it's done.
Every.
It's not that they're bidding it for doing this many.
The total number. They're not really doing that. They're just doing specifications, and that was what we put out there to them if they ask a question.
Okay.
And when this was, when we were given this number, 3 to 5 or whatever it was, times have changed with drugs and with events that have happened. And so, I mean, if you
find whatever you think is needed, I mean, do you feel like we test not enough? Do you feel like we test too much? Do we feel like...
We test every single month the DOTs by law, 50% and 10%.
This has nothing to do with DOTs.
It has nothing to do with it. So frequency, I mean, it's just on how often you want to test the non-DOTs, because we test every month regardless.
And the number of departments, right? The number per department.
Right. They send the list to me, and it's varied throughout the...
Yeah. Right now, they do not pick. It's just all the numbers, all the names are just in the
pool
in turn. They're not...
it's not a specific percentage of... The problem doing that is some departments have one person in there.
Correct. They do. So, well, some have one and some have 80 plus.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they need direction on. Well, you want to just keep them all in one pool and do 3 to 5 out of the whole thing? Or if you want to go on the number that employs per department.
I am open to suggestions and recommendations because I don't have an opinion.
Based upon everything, do you have an opinion? Don?
I think 16 is a little light for 126 non-DOT employees,
okay.
But...
You want to go up to 24?
It would be averaged out throughout the year. That's what we chose to do. Now, 16, of course, that's going to grow as the year goes on. So we will probably... So we'll test in September and November, so that'll add 6 more to that, so that will have us at 22 at that point. 22, 24, around there somewhere.
That's what's been suggested to me, is we're testing light for a number of employees for protection.
And I'm sorry, who suggested that? And what did they suggest then if we wanted to do more?
Human resource director from another county.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 40, 50, 100% of them?
You can do a number, you can do a percent, however you guys choose as best. And then, of course, I would need that broken down for drugs and alcohol, because they're two separate things as far as the number and the percent.
Do they determine if we're testing, if they're going to test one for drugs or alcohol? Or
they include that on the list, yes. So the list they send me actually specifies what they're going to be tested for. I have no control over that.
So would you prefer to give them by percentage, or would you prefer a number?
It doesn't make me any difference. I can see if the employee base grows or lessens, then that would fluctuate accordingly.
Sure. So right now we are at, you said we'll probably do 22 by the end of the year?
I would say, yeah.
We have 120 employees that are at that?
126.
126. So that's 17.4% that we're doing currently. Does that sound right? So do you guys want to bump it up to 25%? Is 30% too high? Is it not high enough? Is it the right percent? If we did 30%, that'd be 37.8. So I don't know who the 0.8 person is, but...
Did I understand you to say that you felt we were a little bit light right now?
Yes.
So I would say figure the percentage increase it from that.
So we're 17.4% now. What would you like to go to? 30%? Too aggressive? Not aggressive enough?
It's, makes me, I mean, no. I have many employees with that average. I don't have my
37.8.
Especially 37. I mean, I think that's a fair...
How often are they?
Every other month.
But we can move it to every month if we choose to as well.
Every other month
is what we currently do. So you take the 38, and you divide that by 6. That's how many people would be gone. It would be 6 people a month ago.
Or we can divide by 12 to make it less each month, too.
It doesn't take very long for them to test them.
It doesn't. It really depends on the employee. Because they have so long once the procedure starts. So technically, I mean, it could take an hour and a half.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought when I went, it was just a matter of minutes. At first I thought following like Green County every month, but honestly, every other month, the employees don't know that this month's going to be the month we're going to be doing testing, do they? You just give a call and...
Right. What I do is I contact the elected official or the department head, and then they reach out to those employees is what they do.
So... still thinking that it's making as the safety on the county, but also the workload would be less to do it every other month, but yet they wouldn't know when it was being done, so I can't see that every other month wouldn't continue to work, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm good with every other month.
Okay.
Do we want to add to the policy or just give her direction?
I don't think we should change the policy. That's just my opinion. Leave it open.
Yeah. And I think I have to confess, the only thing that I was told that the policy, does it state in there who we're doing it with now, so that needs to be changed? Mm-hmm. I haven't looked. I was told that it did. Does it state the company that we're doing it with? If it does, then...
Well, that would be silly to state it in any company in our...
Right. I wouldn't put that in our...
I don't know. Do you know, Don?
Not right off, you know, but I'm looking at
it. I should have read it. I didn't.
It says by employee screening or by Cox Health Occupational Medicine.
Employee screening actually was the original name of TOMO.
That's
what
it
was.
Yeah, so we do, it is in the policy, then we need to...
Do we need to change the policy to state all drug or alcohol testing will be conducted by the company selected by the commission or whoever the county is contracted with, or by Cox Health Occupational Medicine?
Now, if you leave it generic, then you wouldn't worry about addressing it each time.
All drug or alcohol testing will be conducted...
by selected companies?
By the company who was contracted with the county at that time.
Okay. By company.
Mm-hmm. Move to amend the section 13-2.5 of the county personnel policy to strike by employee screening and add the company that is contracted with the county at that time.
You want to strike employee screening and just add the company that is contracted by the county at that time. Is that correct?
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay.
Do we have second? We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
As far as to give you direction, you said something about, so I'm thinking they said 30% every other month. You need that broken into drug and alcohol or combination thereof?
Right, you could do 30%. I mean, yeah, exactly. It could be 30% drug, and then you could do 5% alcohol, however you chose to do it.
Right
or
now,
not that high.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Or not that high, just a fluctuation of however you want to do it.
Right now, is the company just deciding whether it's going to be drug or alcohol? Or?
It's been consistent. There is the specific names, and there's the four or three, whatever they chose. There's always one that's included with the alcohol every time we screen. So we have three drug. Of those three, one of them will also be screened for alcohol.
Okay.
So how can that be?
You can dictate as far as like the 30% can be just for specific.
And of that 30%, 10% can be alcohol as well.
Correct, however you choose to do it.
Do we agree that we're going to direct Dawn to request 30% of the non-DOT employees every other month? Of that 30%, 25% needs to be alcohol tested as well.
So am I understanding right now we don't determine that the drug company, not the drug company, but the testing company, they decide?
It was, I'm sure, at some point set up like that years ago, and I don't have anything showing that.
Okay.
Did they ask for direction on that as well?
On the alcohol?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm fine.
Do we have a second?
I didn't make a motion.
Oh, you didn't?
You want to make a motion? Move to direct Don Moeller to request drug testing of 30% of the non-DOT employees every other month. And of that 30%, 25% to be tested for alcohol as well.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that anything you can think of with that company?
Okay. Taney County Commission Records Disposal List to County Clerk.
I went over the list and I was fine with everything. Did any either one of you have anything that needs to be held back?
It's all visually. We still.